Thanks, Brad. Good morning. Yesterday afternoon, Fortuna police respond to the area of Main Street near 6th Street for the report of a physical fight in progress. They next observed a male subject strike two others in the head with his booted feet. The two subjects had been knocked to the ground and were positioned in a defensive position. The initial officer drew his firearm and began to issue commands. Eventually, after another officer showed up, the aggressor complied. It turns out that he is James Robert Prinz, who was reported as an escapee from High Rock Conservation Camp. Officers learned that the victims were unknown to the suspect and the attack appeared to have been unprovoked. He was transported back to Susanville. Three men, later identified as 43-year-old Douglas Wayne Flowers, his son 22-year-old Curtis Flowers, and 23-year-old James Hanley, crashed a party in Ferndale. Witnesses report Sunday that Curtis Flowers immediately began to cause a disturbance, challenging partygoers to fights before allegedly punching one woman, then punching a second young woman, breaking her jaw, and then was joined by Douglas Flowers and Hanley in the beating of a 16-year-old boy. After medical personnel arrived on scene treating the injured, including Curtis, he was taken to the hospital for treatment of a neck wound, but fled from the hospital, and he remains at large since the Sunday incident. Curtis Flowers is on state parole and is wanted for assault causing great bodily injury, DUI, and aggravated battery. Anyone with information as to his whereabouts is asked to contact the sheriff's office. Douglas Flowers and Hanley, they were arrested and booked on several charges each at the time of the incident. Two firefighters from the Humboldt Bay Fire Department were driving on Indianola Road yesterday morning when they spotted a fire in a single-family residence. The two men found flames and smoke coming from a bedroom window and made contact with two residents who reported that all the occupants had evacuated. The two men then attempted to fight the fire with a garden hose while 911 was called. Fire crews from Humboldt Bay and Arcata Fire responded to the alarm and were able to bring the fire under control within 10 minutes and then worked on extinguishing hot spots. One of the occupants was injured while escaping the fire and was taken to the hospital for treatment of minor wounds, and CHP units blocked off the Indianola cutoff after numerous drivers drove over the water supply hoses being used by firefighters, which is a traffic violation. Damage is estimated at $50,000 and the cause of the fire remains under investigation. A Mendocino County deputy on patrol on South Highway 1 contacted 33-year-old Luis Hernandez Maya, who was towing a vehicle. The deputy found that Hernandez Maya had a false registration sticker on his car and was driving without a valid driver's license. A search of the vehicle turned up a meth pipe, and a search of Hernandez Maya turned up a concealed and loaded handgun, a weapon in which the serial number had been scratched off. Deputies also found a small amount of meth hidden in his sock, and Hernandez Maya was booked into Mendocino County Jail on several charges. We'll have more KINS news. It'll be after this.
Beautiful and inviting, the Benbow Hotel and Resort is known for its fine dining and gracious hospitality. Here you'll find a perfect place for a romantic getaway, special celebration, relaxing solitude, or successful corporate retreat. Play golf, get a massage, read a book, or just relax. Benbow Hotel and Resort is your California Redwood retreat, which is only a short drive, yet feels like it's a world away.
There's soon to be a new fire truck in town. Reporter Dan Squire explains.
The Humboldt Bay Fire Department, still in the midst of consolidation with Eureka Fire, has a new piece of apparatus headed to the North Coast. In August of 2010, the ladder truck used by Eureka Fire suffered an engine failure that put it out of service and forced the department to rely on a truck built in the 70s. Humboldt Bay Fire was awarded a federal grant last year to purchase a new ladder truck, and Chief Ken Woods said that the delivery day is near.
We go back to Wisconsin, we do the final inspection, we'll go through basically every cranny nook of that vehicle, we'll try everything, we'll test it. Any little problems that we find they have to fix, then they will drive it to Modesto where the dealer is.
It will be a quick turnaround for firefighters to get the truck equipped and ready for service, a task that must be done in the next few weeks.
We'll be under the gun to get it into service, get everything on it that we need. And because we've had that trainer here and practicing ahead of time, the driving portion should be nailed down. All our operators should be very comfortable driving with that vehicle, and we can put it in service and start really taking advantage of it right away.
Engineers have been training on a loaner truck from Sacramento to prepare for the new truck's arrival in Eureka.
Thanks, Dan. With the KINS of the news, I'm Anthony Mantova.